Let's just dive right in. So tell me how your conversation went.
It was all right. He, like, when I started kind of talking to him, he was like, "Well, we already talked about this." And I said, "I know that we already talked about this. I just like it's something that I'm still working through and holding on to, and that I'm still obviously like pretty run down because I'm still like, kind of holding on to, I think, the responsibility for making them happy." And he was like kind of, he was a bit kind of closed, and he just said like, "Well, you just can't do that. It's just unnecessary pressure to put on yourself." And yeah, I was kind of like making it into like my problem, I guess. And he was like, "Your mom and I have never put any kind of pressure on you in general." And
Yeah, it
it wasn't like the
didn't feel so
warmest
good.
conversation, I guess.
Okay. And so what do you feel like he thought that maybe you're blaming him? Is that what it maybe felt like he
I
thought?
don't know, because I was saying that like I take full responsibility, and I know that like he's never like that they've never pressured me, and that like my I was like, "I don't know where this desire for you guys to be happy comes from." And I gave him the example of and when you and I spoke about like me, I said I want to get married and have kids for myself, but like I really want like the joy for you, to like walk me down the aisle and to be a grandfather and all of that. So like I very much kind of took it upon myself, but he was like, "Well, that just is your own, stuff." And just kept emphasizing that like I was just putting all this pressure on myself.
And what did you want to say to him when he said that? But that you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I would have wanted to say was like, I don't know where this comes from, and I don't want to blame, but I also feel like it doesn't come from nowhere. And I had given him the example of when he sent me the text message saying, "Tell me something to brighten my day." I said like that it just I sped through this part, but I said like it just felt like a lot of pressure. And he didn't really acknowledge that, but I guess I like wanted him to take a bit of responsibility, and I don't know, like, and to recognize that a lot of like my inability right now to kind of like self-soothe and the fact that I'm stuck isn't just because of me.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so it's like this
Wait,
is.
sorry, the last part of it was that like I ended up apologizing to him for like I was like, "I know that I've been in a funk lately, and I just feel like guilty for putting that on you and mom." And that isn't a genuine feeling, but like, he didn't really respond to that either. And he just kind of like said the gold star thing of like, "Well, parents sign up for the good and the bad, and this is what we've signed up for, and a good parent stays around even when it's hard." But in reality, like, he wasn't that. Like, it was just a very confusing conversation.
Do you feel like you were vulnerable enough, or did you feel like you were still kind of holding back because you weren't sure like how he was going to respond? Which is normal if that's the case, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I mean, I think a bit of both. Like, there were definitely moments of vulnerability when I said, like, "I'm scared to tell you what's going on with me because I don't want your emotional or physical health to take a hit." And that's when he had said, "We've already talked about this." So I don't think that I was fully vulnerable, no. But I also don't know how safe it is, like, without him. I think, yeah, there's something that just doesn't feel safe for that, because he's so strong in his denial, you know?
Yeah,
of
not
like,
sorry to cut you off. Keep going. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just, like, denial of, like, his, I guess,
Whoa.
His impact. And I feel like I'm still really kind of, like, susceptible that if he says, no, that wasn't the reality, that I kind of jump ship on my own understanding of reality, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does. Totally does. Yeah, I see. So here's the thing. This is what is tricky, is because, and we skipped a couple of steps because, you know, I wanted you to just see like where you land, and that doesn't mean that we've done anything that can't be undone. Okay. But essentially, when we are in the daughter state, so meaning often the way that we're relating to our parents is from like a parenting the parent state, right? Do you get what I mean by that?
No.
Okay.
Like that we just naturally take on the caretaker role with our parents.
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah.
Everybody caretakes differently, you know, it doesn't all
yeah.
look the same, but you basically believe that, you know, to some degree, you know more than them, that you know that they
yeah.
should be doing certain things that they're not. And, you know, you want them to kind of change or admit something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so all of that is like you trying to parent them. And the reason that doesn't work, but all of us have done it. I don't know of a child that hasn't shifted into that role because it felt unsafe at some point, and we just all do. Okay. Because there's a moment that we have where we're like, oh, they don't really know what they're doing. You know, we go from like a state of
yeah.
they're godlike, like we can't survive without them, to then a state of, you know, oh wow, they're flawed. And it's a big jump for us, emotionally. So,
yeah.
Essentially most of us are parenting our parents. So it's still the energy from which you're coming into the conversation from is more the energy of, I know the words where you are taking accountability. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the energy is of like that text message that you got. You get what I mean? Like the energy behind what you're kind of coming, and tell me if I'm wrong here. So I'm happy to be wrong. Just kind of feel into this for just a second. But the energy that I can feel that you're coming into the conversation with is like, can you see this? Like, can you see,
yeah,
you know, what, how you're impacting me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So when we go in with those intentions and from that energy, we will get back a little bit of this cold, stern, disciplinary.
Defensive.
Yeah. Parent.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what happens is that the roles get reversed and it doesn't feel good for the parent nor the child. And so then there's pushback. So like, for example, if you had a, you know, 12-year-old that you're, you know, a daughter, 12-year-old daughter that came to you and said, Mama, like, I think you should be working out more and you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Like, and they're telling you what to do, you know, what would be
yeah.
your response as their mom or her mom?
I'd probably be kind of, yeah, I guess taken aback and not really know what to do with it. Like,
yeah, like,
yeah.
And probably underneath, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but tell me if you, this feels true. Like underneath all of it, you're like, you do your life, you know, and I'll take care of me. You know what I mean? Does that feel right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I guess I just don't believe that they're capable of doing that. But maybe.
You mean your daughter is not capable of doing that?
Like, I don't think that they're capable of taking care of themselves.
Yeah. And that's the fundamental, like crux of this, is that you're not willing to let go of that belief, right?
Yeah.
To open up to the idea that the truth is that even if you weren't here, which you weren't for 40 years of your father's life, and then how old was your mom? She had you?
34.
Okay, 34. How old are you?
31.
Okay. So your mom was older than you before you were even on this planet.
Yeah.
Your dad was older than you before you were ever on this planet.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, as you take that in, what do you start to notice?
That they are capable of taking care of themselves because they're alive, but just, I guess, not in the way that I think is healthy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But were they capable of keeping themselves alive for more than the time span that you've been living right now?
Yeah.
Without you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, I just, yeah. I don't feel like they're alive, but I'm like, I feel like they're both surviving and not like living. And truth is, I'm doing the same thing right now, but.
Exactly.
So
then who really knows what's the right path? Anybody in the situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. There's no like right path, you know, but the point I'm having you get is that you could have, you know, one conversation or 20, but if you come in with wanting to just keep believing what you believe now, yes, you're not going to actually get very far. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're wanting him to overturn that for you when you're not actually willing to let go of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like I keep wanting them to like change and to kind of like wake up. And at the same time, like validate like their hand in, you know, my current struggle, but neither of those two are really happening. And like,
because they're happy. Because what is all of that about? What is all of that about? Is that in your realm of
me?
No. It's about them. It's about them changing. It's about them admitting. It's about them realizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have control over that?
No. Yeah.
Like not at all. And this process we're walking you through is not for any of those reasons. We're not having these conversations so that he can admit to everything. We're having this conversation so you can express yourself and take the nuggets that come through to free yourself. But if you're coming in every conversation just wanting to keep believing that, but have them convince you otherwise, that's not going to work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? It's like if you had a daughter that's 12 years old and she just decides, I know more than mom, and she just doesn't want to let that go, what would you tell your daughter?
Like, we're not going to get anywhere then if you're holding on to that.
Yeah, and you don't want her to hold on to that, do you?
No.
No. Why?
I don't know. I mean, isn't doing anything positive for anyone. I just like if she were to genuinely believe that, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know how to change like a belief that feels so real.
Well, that's what the way to start to shift that is to experience the opposite of it, right? But we have to be
Mm-hmm.
experiencing the opposite of it, and experiencing opposite of it, is starting to see the ways that your parents do take care of themselves.
Yeah.
The way that they are figuring things out at their own pace.
Yeah.
You know, not at your pace, but at their own pace. And and they don't really know how some of the stuff that they're doing is impacting you. They just think they're loving you. So it's not going to come immediately like they get the role that they played. This, because to them, it feels like love.
Right. I'm just curious because, like, I want to go in the direction that you're going. And, like, I think, like, for example, with my dad, like, his eating was so unhealthy that he is a type 2 diabetic, and like his blood sugar is all over the place, and it has been for the last 20 years because he doesn't, you know, take care of himself with food, and mentally, like, he doesn't take care of himself. I think he's been depressed for a really long time. So, like, I want to believe it. And you're right, like, there are a lot of ways, like, he feeds himself, he, you know, does whatever he does in his life, but I think there's, like, a part of me that is scared that, like, if I take my hand kind of out of the pot and stop, like, talking to him about nutrition, or, like, I don't know, like, that he's gonna just, like, drive himself into death.
Yeah, and so you having your hand in the pot, is it helping? Is it changing things?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, he doesn't really listen to me, I guess, so probably not.
Right, because if your daughter was sitting there saying to you, go work out, go do this, go do that, would you really listen?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, because why? Why wouldn't you listen?
Because she's the kid and I'm supposed to be, like, leading her.
Exactly. That's right. 100% right. So when the kid is trying to tell you what to do as a parent, what's underneath that feeling that you just said is, you do your life, I do mine. You don't need to worry about me. You know, but we don't say that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We don't say those words. We just push back with, like, shut down, or, you know, getting upset at someone, or, you know, we don't say the actual thing that's underneath everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess, like, I can just try to believe that, like, he can lead himself.
It's not even that. It's about just getting that you don't actually have any control over him, and that you're his daughter.
Yeah.
You're not his mom. You're not his dad. You're not his grandmother. You're not his grandfather. You're not his sibling. You're his daughter. And that relationship is very different.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be happy, healthy, and good. And he doesn't want you worrying about him. He doesn't want to be a source of worry in your life. So when you bring that up, he's going to push hard back.
Yeah. I hear that.
So if our hands, listen, I am no different than you. So get that I'm saying all this from a lot of experience. I mean, I literally felt like with my own parents that I could, like, save their marriage. They're still married, but there's very little to do with me, even though sometimes I'd like to take a little bit of the credit. But, like, I literally believed that if I wasn't picking up the phone with every fight that they had and talking them through it, talking to my mom, then talking to my dad, explaining what my mom meant, explaining what my dad meant, if I wasn't in it, then they were going to get divorced.
Right. Yeah. I can totally resonate with that.
Yeah. I believed that. I absolutely believe that. And it was a survival technique that I had learned since I was 10 years old. You know, I'd been doing it since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And they would pick up the phone and I would call and they would talk to me about it. You know, it's not like they didn't, they would put down the phone. They talked to me about each other all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never realized how that was hurting me. Like, I was causing so much anxiety in my life.
Right.
And I never actually realized it wasn't helping. Like, I actually was doing nothing. The same things have been going on for 30 years. The same conversations for 30 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really, really hard thing for me to admit to myself, that actually nothing I did was helping, you know? And maybe that's
what made you come to believe that.
It's a moment of realizing that most of that actually hasn't made a difference. And it is, it feels like you're eating, like, you know, a shit, you know, like you have to like eat shit almost. It feels like that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to take that in, that like, wow, all right, I'm not actually that important in this relationship of theirs, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a humbling thought. And it's an empowering thought. And it's actually really relieving when you realize it. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if I were to fully believe that, I would probably experience a lot of relief. Like, yeah, I think I like tried to teach them since I was little, and they both, you know, kind of willingly give me that role, which is like too much. So I want, like, I didn't, you know, when you were saying, like, if you go into the conversations like this, like, I didn't even realize that I was bringing anything of the sort like that into conversations.
I know. It's not something you would know. That's not.
Yeah.
I was doing it forever. I didn't know it. And so it's actually about shifting into the child space. You know, like a child can throw a tantrum with their mom and their mom and dad will still be there. Right? For the most part.
Yeah.
They'll be like, it's okay. You know, maybe they need to take a walk because it's too much, but they come back and it's going to be okay. And you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to leave.
Yeah.
But we need to become the child again.
Yeah.
Which is letting them take care of us. So the
conversation. And what if you don't believe in that? Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's about, first of all, energetically, what I want you to do is think about where your dad is, just whatever your gut feeling is when I say this. Is your dad next to you, below you, or above you energetically?
In front of me.
Next to you, right? Like in front of you. Like you guys are on the same level, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are not friends. When we have our parents energetically next to us like that, you're relating to him like he's a friend. Like you can give him advice and, you know what I mean? And tell them what to do. So what I'm asking you to do is put him above you. So energetically move him above you.
Mm-hmm.
What does that feel like for you?
A little bit like it's making me kind of like cringe. Like it's a little bit like scary.
Yeah. What's scary about it?
That he has a very strong energy and it feels like he can kind of like push mine into the ground, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like
it feels like having his energy kind of, or like his ways dictate me, or how, like, I don't know, him having any power over me feels like me being led by something that I don't think is healthy. So it's like making me unhealthy.
Yeah. So it feels like you're being controlled by him.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry what you said, but so if, and it also feels like if he's above you, then you are doomed. like you're doomed to follow the exact same path as him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you taught yourself, because of that feeling, you taught yourself to put him next to you so you can feel safe. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But meanwhile, him being above you, all it is like positions of the solar system. So for example, the sun according to the Earth, the sun according to Mars, sun according to Jupiter. Like there's no one better or more controlled by the sun given the distance or any of that. Is that true? It's just position, right? Like the Earth is in its position. The sun is in its position. The sun is in its position. Yeah. Mars is in its position. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you start to think of it like that, he can't actually take away or give anything to you. This is your position. It's just that he's in his position, which is your dad, being your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Being someone that has taken care of you since you're very, very little. And maybe at whatever point that you decided you could take care of yourself, at that point you did. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no way that he can take away or give anything to you. You are you. You can choose to take on certain things, and you can choose to not take on certain things from him, but that's your decision or your choice. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So now does it feel a little more comfortable that he's above you?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, it feels a bit more comfortable. I just like, I guess I kind of like have this image of like him dripping like stuff into, you know, like down onto me. And
so he's not dripping. He's in his position. He's just in his position. You're in yours. You're both sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're both sovereign. He's had his lifetime and his experiences and his soul's path, and you have yours.
Yeah.
Yes, there's influence, but it's not, it's you get to choose it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has the dripping stopped? Can you visually see that the dripping has stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So now with him in this position, what can you feel inside of you?
Almost like a sense of safety, like he's kind of like locked in and away from like me, and that we're kind of like these separate entities.
And anything else?
Just like space, like it feels relieving. Like, it feels relieving to have like detachment or space in between the two of us.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So now from this space, just feeling this right now, tell me what a conversation with your dad, if we were to redo that conversation, what would that look like from this place, from this energetic spot?
That I really love him, and that I'm in a process of learning how to kind of take off some of the pressure that I experience around making my, you know, both him and my mom, like, trying to create some kind of experience for them. Like, I don't know.
So you were there.
I recognize that we're separate entities and that I'm responsible for my well-being and he's responsible for his well-being. But even though I recognize that, I still feel like I have some degree of like control or ownership over making sure that they're okay. It feels like I'm probably blaming less and like kind of looking for less like confirmation of my own experience. Like I think I just feel more centered.
Yeah, like you're sharing it versus needing anything, right?
Yeah,
great. And you can say what you just said is perfect, and you can just say, like, am I crazy for thinking that I need to do that? You know, or is it, because the question is just, it's a dialogue. We're not actually asking him to validate it. It's just like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, am I crazy, you know, that I feel this way? And I think I just need you to say to me, like, and I know you've said it like probably five other times, but I need to hear it again because I'm in a different spot right now, that like, yeah, I don't like, I don't need to take that on. And I think, like, underneath all this, even for you, is like, I'm afraid of losing you, you know, I'm afraid of losing you. And so it's kind of just saying, like, I'm afraid of losing you. Like, do I need to be afraid of that? Will I lose you?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And like, I definitely feel like I'm coming from a place of like protection, you know, with him. And and you're right, in reality, like, the roles should be reversed. But there's something inside of me that feels like if I stop attempting to take care of him, that he will, like, be gone. And I'm wondering if, like, I can, if it sounds kind of blamey, or if it's okay to say explicitly, like, I feel like I need to hear that you can take care of yourself. Like, or is that too much?
No, you can ask that, but be really ready to take in what he's got to say, right? Meaning, like, he's probably going to say yes, but you got to be really ready to take that in. And that's why this energetic space is important, because you're more in a receiving space right now. That's what the child space is. Like, when you go there, receiving what you need. Does that make sense? But you have a choice around what you receive and what you don't. But you're not, like, trying to just reiterate a belief that you've been believing forever already. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think in general, like, I'm learning and kind of trying on this, like, very new, and by this I mean like the last like day, this like new orientation of what is it that I actually need. Like, that's not a question that I ever really have asked myself, or like what it is that I'm feeling. And so I guess in this conversation, like, the need is for him, like, for me to hear that yes, he can take care of himself, but like, if I do have this belief that he can't, like, how can I keep opening to hear that? Do you know what I'm asking with that? Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if he says, of course I can, then either you take that in as truth. Okay.
Yeah.
Or you say, like, but, like, there, you have type 2 diabetes, and I feel like if I don't help you, then you're going to die. And I'm helping my dad. And I can't seem to shake that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Those are your truths. Does that make sense? Like, those are the real, raw, honest emotions.
Yeah. But most of us, you think that, like, it's okay to just put that out there like a blunt way? Okay.
Yeah, he's your dad.
Yeah. Okay.
He's dealt with tantrums from you when you were little, probably worse. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're actually telling him how you feel. You're not trying to manage him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I hear that.
But just know, anything that you say from this energetic space of being the child, of knowing that's your role, you are sovereign and you don't actually have control over him, or say, and that you get to choose what you take in and what you don't. Like, those two things simultaneously from this energetic space, that changes the whole conversation. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, like being a child, sorry, what were the two parts? Like kind of being a child in the child role who is receiving, and what was kind of the other part of
receiving,
that?
Like you get to choose what you want to receive and what you don't, and you don't have control over him or what he does or doesn't do. Like you get two things at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you see a little toddler that's 3 or 4 years old, are they afraid that their parents are going to be upset if they say something?
Probably not. I don't know.
No. They'll be like, Mom, I want juice. You know, call this asking for juice. And they'll be like, no, we're going to have dinner. And no, Mom, I want juice. You know, no, but how about some water? No, Mom, I want juice. Are they concerned?
Yeah, no.
No. They're just saying what they want and how they feel, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thirsty. I just want juice, you know? That's being a child. That's being a child.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever really one of those. That's funny. Because I think I've always been scared at I feel like I can remember being super young and anyway. Okay, this is definitely a very new type of a role for me to try to get into.
Yeah. And so just, you can do that. You can have the exact same conversation again from this place. Don't worry about the fact that you've had it, you know, two other times or maybe even more. It's okay. You know, I had a conversation with my daddy. He got so frustrated in the middle of it because he wasn't answering my question and I kept going. Was it uncomfortable for me? Absolutely. But I was like, I'm committed to getting what I need right now. And it's not about you, you know, it's about me.
Yeah.
And once I was fine, he was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. My guess is, I don't know, it'll probably just take a little time or something, but.
Yeah, it's a practice. It's a practice.
Yeah.
So this is good because it's good that you had the last two conversations because truth be told, me telling you some of this today, it wouldn't have been so easy to identify, right? Like it would, you saw like how you were approaching those conversations and you saw the reaction. And so now you can see this energetic space is quite different, than where I was coming from before. And that's what a lot of people bump up against is like, they think they've said all the right words, you know, and they've taken accountability. Even some people have said they've even gotten a sorry from their parents, but it still hasn't made a difference, you know? And the reason is this very thing is that we have not kind of come back to the position that we're supposed to be in, which is child. Instead of just trying to get them to get it, you know?
Right.
So that's parenting the parent. And we want to move away from that because we've had decades of it. You're relearning like a new language almost. But you know, if you have anybody in your life that, you know, has 2, 3, 4 year olds, like you'll see, like they're very sovereign beings. They're not worried about like mom and dad thinking certain things or not thinking them or managing parents. They're not worried. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. With me.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Take care. Bye.